So in typical fashion for when you study the passage of Do Not Be Anxious, the printer didn't work this morning, and all the things were breaking, and I thought, this is so good. The goal is to just roll with it and not be anxious about this, so you don't have name tags, and that's fine. You'll have to get to know each other the old-fashioned way. This morning, we're going to do a shorter teaching. We could spend months on the topic of not being anxious. And I will say it at the end, too, there's so much more I want to say, but I really want to just highlight a few things to get us in the mind of the Lord together this morning. So just to get started, what are some, like, big, real, valid anxieties that we have in life? Shout them out. What are some big, valid, yes, one should be, you know, it's normal to be anxious about those things in life.
Safety of our children.
Safety of our children. What was that, Kathy?
No,
or
Judy.
Christmas shopping. Okay.
Health.
Health.
Money
health. Money to pay the bills. Yes.
Finals.
Finals.
My daughter's going through that.
Yeah. College students, high school students going through finals. Yep.
Self-worth.
Good. Any others that come to mind? Yes, difficult relationships.
Interviews.
Job
interviews.
Yeah, job interviews. Good.
Safety.
Yeah, Joni has a great story about safety if you want to catch her later. What are some of the, like, small, trivial, you know you shouldn't be worried about them things, but you're still worried things? Like, if you had a clear mind, you don't need hindsight to tell you, maybe I shouldn't have been worried about that.
Developmental milestones
of kids.
At, like, specific time.
Yeah, at, like, getting, you know, your baby needs to crawl by this point, etc. Yeah, Kathy, what was yours?
Totally trivial. Does this sweater go with these pants?
Yeah. Does this sweater go with these pants? Yeah. How judged am I going to be if I wear, like, the navy and the black together? Will someone notice? Yeah.
Finding parking.
What a great one. What other ones can you think of?
Being late to Bible study.
Yeah. Good.
Like, no. Yeah.
You should be worried about that one. No, you should not be. You are here. We are here together. Yeah, we all have really big and small anxieties, right? We know that. And when you look at Scripture, you do see that some people in the Bible have these moments of anxiety. But what you don't see is people who are in the Lord who have long-standing anxious lives, right? They have this peace from the Lord that is really interesting and intriguing and attractive. So let's just jump into the text and see what it brings us this morning. I added the verse before because in verse 25, it starts with therefore, and what do you do when there's a therefore? What's it there for? What is the therefore there for? So I added that verse. Let me just read it for us. Matthew 6, 24 through 34. And if you need a copy of the lesson, there's some on that table over there, because I know how that goes. So you can grab one at any point. Matthew 6, 24 through 34. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. I really, really love this passage. We love it so much that our daughter Lily is named after this passage as a reminder of God's goodness and faithfulness, and to not toil and strive. And I needed that reminder when I read it this morning again. Some of you might really dislike this passage. I know how that goes. You're struggling with something and the passage just irks you the wrong way. So I totally acknowledge that. But what I love is that Jesus owns that there are troubles. He doesn't minimize, right? Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. And I really love that, because do we not all like deeply resonate with that line, especially in certain seasons where it really feels like each day has a mountain of troubles and the next week does as well? And so I really love that he ends with that. And when I was choosing the passages for the booklet, I really loved the 2 Corinthians 1 passage that's in your book, because it also acknowledges that the burden is too big. And I really dislike, if you haven't read the lesson yet, you might notice, I really dislike when people say, God won't give you more than you can handle, because that's not true. All of life is more than we can handle. We can only do it through him. And I find that to be really refreshing. They couldn't handle the circumstances in 2 Corinthians. They needed to rely on God. At least for me, I can forget how impossible life is. I have this skewed picture sometimes of what relying on God actually looks like, right? If I rely on God, will the party be as nice? Will the person feel as valued? Will I fix that relationship if I work harder to get that email done? I see the failures, and relying on God feels like maybe I won't do X, Y, and Z. And so it can be really, really hard. So my thesis for this morning is that we will never arrive in this life. And that's the reminder that I need. We will never arrive in this life. And so much of my life, I think, is about like becoming perfect and losing sight of the bigger picture. Trying to get all of the things done, all of the responsibilities. We will never be the kindest person who has unending patience, who prays for the one who cuts us off on the road, who gives away all of our possessions to the poor, who only buys handmade clothes from sustainable businesses, who researches each issue completely before they vote, who loves to eat kale, who throws the best parties, dresses perfectly, all with a smile, never judges anyone, has the Bible memorized, and who has their priorities all in order. Between all of us, we can probably point out people who are good at different parts of that. But none of us is going to be this person. Also, is that really the picture of who you should be? But the bar is too high, right? And I feel really burdened by the extra knowledge the internet has provided. I feel guilty when I drive to work instead of bike because I'm not being green. I feel guilty when I order 10 dresses from Amazon and return 9 of it because of the gas prices and who made my dress and why is it so cheap but we don't have the money. Like all of that, right? It's too much. And to me, there's freedom in Jesus' word that we will never arrive in this life. It is too broken. We are too broken. This world is too broken. So it doesn't mean that we just close up responsibility and say, okay, Jesus, I'm just going to stick my hand in the sand and not feel responsible, not do things right, not pursue good, because we are told to do that as well. But that burden, that anxiety that comes with attempting to do everything well and responsible and be the real adult, whatever that means, is really, really hard and can really burden us and can keep us up at night. And again, some of those things are really real. Some of the anxieties about health and kids, you're not just talking about frivolous clothing. You're talking about these really deep anxieties. And the goal isn't to just, you know, wipe your hands clean and say, okay, Lord, you've got this. but to engage with the Lord in that responsibility. And that little line in there, "Oh, you of little faith," is really convicting about, okay, I'm supposed to be responsible for this, but you are as well, Lord. And how can I engage you on that? So I just, again, I love that word, "Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." In verse 24, the verse before this passage, it says that we cannot serve God and money. And I think actually this is the main point. We have to choose a master of our lives. Is it God? Is it our fears? Our desire to arrive? Our desire to be seen as wise? Is it God or the very real troubles of life? Is it God or this world? What do we allow to be the master of our lives? And I know for me it is often trying to accomplish or trying to get it all sorted and not God. So again, to be sure, we need to be wise and responsible. We need to plan and think ahead. We need to figure out what we're going to do and be thoughtful. But being anxious, toiling, worrying for extended seasons of our life is usually a sign that our perspective needs to shift. Now, I'm not talking about severe anxiety disorders. There's a lot that goes into that. And I'm not saying this is easy. But I know for me, when I get into this space, it's usually because I need a deep, deep perspective shift on what God finds important. And that might mean letting things go that I think are important. So, again, there's many more points I want to make and more caveats I want to throw in. But I'll leave us with this. The goal isn't to get it all right, to arrive in this life. That's what heaven is for. To figure it all out, to plan perfectly, we can't. The goal is to be shaped slowly into people who love well, whose hearts look more and more like Jesus. And we can only get that by spending more time with him, by prioritizing our faith and gaining the right perspective. And I know that I've been really convicted by this because I've lost that when the to-do list gets really high. How am I supposed to look like God if I'm not prioritizing my relationship with him? And can I trust him that when I do that, whatever that looks like, it might just be a breath a day where we're really in tune with him. But whatever that looks like, can I trust that the rest will either be done, or if it's not, that's okay too. So that's the main thing I want to leave you with this morning. What we're going to do now is we're going to transition to just a few minutes, about 5 minutes of just quiet prayer. You can still eat, you know, so you can walk around and eat and things like that, but just prayer with yourself. You can look over the passage again, you can journal, you can do whatever you need to, but just a few minutes to rest in the Lord. This is a busy, exciting season. A lot of us have a lot of family dynamics that are hard, a lot on the to-do list, so let's just spend 5 minutes doing whatever we want to in prayer. And then after that, we'll do Christmas hymns, and then I'll dismiss us into small groups. Let me lead us into prayer. Lord, it is really, really hard when there are so many good things to do to really focus on you. And sometimes, honestly, it can feel hard. And sometimes it doesn't feel fulfilling in the moment. Lord, but would you increase our faith? Would we be able to give our anxieties, our worries that are real to you? And can we really, really hand over the ones that are trivial? And start with even that. Sometimes life does give us too much. Often it does. It is only through you that we can find peace, and that we can find acceptance for where we are and stop striving in an anxious way to be someone who we're not. Lord, you have made us each individually unique with different strengths and gifts and perspectives. Let us take joy in that instead of trying to be everyone to everyone, Lord. We come to you just as we are, knowing we are fully loved by you. And let that be the heartbeat of our life, Lord, is for you. Help us love one another well. And hope this next few minutes that we rest in you would fill us up, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.